Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Little Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hoff, what do you have for us on your final day before taking off for the holiday?
Thank you very much. Well, listen, let's start here because we heard from Hal Steinbrenner yesterday and we also heard from David Stearns yesterday. So BT, Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. The Yankees will spend more money adding to the roster than the Mets this offseason.
Than the Mets. I didn't think you were going there. I'm trying to do a quick calculation here. Let's see. Bellinger's going to be loosely around 30. A little bullpen tweakage here. I don't really see any other big thing. I'm going to say that that's a bald-faced lie. I think that, you know, whether it's a combination of Pete and Bellinger or Pete and Tucker, Pete and Devin, Pete and Diaz, we're counting player retention. Now, I'm going to say bold-faced lie. I think the Mets will actually spend more than the Yankees.
Now, we're talking about per year? Like, we're just talking about total.
This year, how much more money are they going to spend this year? Because they can spend more than the Mets.
Let's just play this out. So let's say the Yankees sign Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a massive contract. Which, if the Mets bring back Diaz and Alonso and Bellinger per year, it's going to beat what Tucker gets.
Overall,
I don't know if those three would add what Tucker's going to be. Plus, you assume whatever other, you know, does Grisham count in this $22 million? Like, is that,
I think he's got
part of it? I would still say it's a bold-faced lie. I think the Mets are going to spend big here. I think the Mets are bringing back Alonso. I think they're bringing back Diaz, and I think then some. It could be a trade, though. It could be maybe they go get Byron Buxton and then have one of the young guys play left field. I don't think it necessarily means because Nimmo's gone, they're going to spend on Bellinger or Tucker. It could be that, but I think the Mets are also, they're going to supplement their team well, the rest of the lineup. Also, pitching. Like, the Mets have
they need
to,
pitching, my
yeah,
God.
The Mets are going to spend an inordinate amount on starting pitching alone.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's clearly the Mets, but I could make a case that the Yankees have the biggest contract in Kyle Tucker, assuming that they get Tucker.
Well, Hoff, just to be clear, now do you mean like when we go to opening day, when we look at the payrolls, it's like Yankees are here, Mets are here, or is it just what they allocate this winter?
Right now, from here on out, how much are they going to spend towards players?
That's what I thought you meant. Yeah. And I would agree with him because they've got more pitching and the reasons that I would say Mets.
What else you got?
All right, I disagree with both of you. That being said,
really? You think the Yankees, huh?
I do, yeah.
What do you think they're going to do? I mean, Tucker's got to be involved in that if that's the case, no?
They think they have room for an outfielder. They have they need a first baseman. I don't think Ben Rice is going to be everyday first base. And you're going to probably get a high-end closer or relief pitcher. And I don't think David Bednar is going to be your closer.
Oh, he's definitely going to be the closer.
Well, what about
Edwin Diaz is still out there, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Yankees are in.
What about the Mets' need for pitching?
Yeah, who's going to pitch for the Mets next year?
Yeah, I mean, they might get Jose Quintana for $5 million if they wait around for 6 months.
Right. I mean, what are you, Joe B? All of a sudden,
the Mets are saving money? Watch David Stearns? Listen.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, here's the thing is, I listen to David Stearns, and then I see what he does.
Right.
You could say a lot of BS.
You want him to more than anybody.
Oh, I'm happy about that. That's
you should
fine.
Be kissing his feet, David
I'll kiss
Stearns.
His ass. I'm okay with that. But that doesn't mean that he's going to go out there. Did you hear the question about him and could you sign Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso and get another high-level player? He goes, sure.
Yeah, okay.
That means to me he doesn't want to commit to anything.
That's better than what you would have gotten prior where it's like, I'm not so sure we could do that. I think that that's asking too much. He said, sure. He may not want to, but sure. All right, go ahead. Second one here.
Jesus. Yeah. All right. Sal, Bullface Live, Bullface Truth. The Rangers will finish with a worse record than the Devils and Islanders at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's a bold-faced truth. I have not been paying much attention to it. I firmly believe the Devils and Islanders are better than the Rangers. It breaks my heart to say that, but I don't think I have no faith in the Rangers here. Do you, Hoff? I would say that that is a bold-faced lie. Right now, the Rangers are in last place in the Metro. Now, it's close, I know, as far as the points go. Rangers have 24 points. Isles with 28, Devils with 29. I just think the Devils and Islanders are better. I'm sorry, I hate to say it. It pains me. I said this earlier in the year that I don't think the Rangers are on par with either the Islanders or Devils. So I don't believe that they will have as good a record.
No, I'm just teasing. I think that the Devils, now, first of all, the Devils have injuries.
Well, Hughes almost took off his hand.
I've always got something to say. You're laughing like, oh, what is he going to make up? I got something to say. Take it easy.
You saw Frank the Tank went out with the team, so you know that Hughes almost lost the hand.
And that was the injury. Yeah, exactly. No, but it's a bad one. The only thing that I worry about with the Devils, and I know that they're definitely organizationally moving in the right direction, and they've got the second most points. I think it's 29 behind whomever's got 30. I forget. Maybe a Lightning, whatever it is. But their goal differential is nominal. It's like +2, +3. Is that sustainable to have that kind of a record? Are you going to win as many tight games as if you won this as you won like this far? So I think that of the three teams, when everybody's healthy, I think the Rangers are absolutely the worst of the three. I think the Devils are better. I think the Isles are better. So I forget how, as we often do, how you actually framed the question.
I said the Rangers will finish with the worst record.
Bullface truth.
Okay.
Yes, they will. Yep. Third.
All right, what do you got? Last one.
This is a big one, guys. Oh, yeah. Think about this.
You better get a little mix in here. Mm. I sense no mix.
Uh-oh. No, that's actually where we're going.
Nice.
Very important here. BT, Bullface Live, Bullface Truth. The Knicks will win the NBA Cup this season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
That's a stupid cup. I can't stand this thing. Knicks are bothering me this year. I don't like the way they look, man. Oh, here we go. Am I clown? Coming in from the top rope like the Macho Man. It's early. They're also banged up. I mean, OG's out.
You said you don't like him. Yeah.
I don't like what I see because I don't care what he did last night against the JV Nets. 37 points, 16 rebounds, whatever Karl Anthony Towns did. Yeah, I know. The Knicks won for the 12th straight time or whatever it is against the pitiful Nets. And, you know, they won by 13. Awesome. I don't judge the Knicks against the Nets. I judge the Knicks against the good teams. And there's just something off with this team. There's something off. Now, to be fair, they have had injuries, not just the OG. McBride's been deuced, been banged up as well. And I think that that Karl Anthony Towns was a little hobbled coming in. We know that. I still think they make a trade. So will they win the cup? I'm going to say bald-faced lie because right now I don't think they're going to win the championship. Why would I think that they would win the little precursor to the championship? I'm not giving up.
Well, they're going up against the Hornets and the Bucks. Those are the two teams they have left.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have to play somebody? Like they'll beat both of those teams. Bucks are even
worse.
And then
from there, they go into, if they elevate to a potential playoff spot or whatever it is.
They'll smash the Hornets. They'll probably just get by the Bucks. And then they'll start playing good teams, and I think the Knicks are going to have some problems until they either make a trade or change some stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go bald-faced DGAF. I could not give a crap less.
It's not an option.
I just made it up. Although I'm glad we brought up the Knicks, and thank you for doing that, Hoff. I'm not going to go to the level that you're at right now, BT, but this is not even a knock on Mike Brown, although I'd feel better about them if Tom Thibodeau were the head coach. I'd just feel more buttoned up, more structure with Tom Thibodeau. I don't like the way the Knicks are built with Karl Anthony Towns. This is no surprise. We all knew this a year ago.
You and I have said this for a while.
And we're not alone in that regard. I was all in for the trade. I think it was the right move. But after watching him play with Jalen Brunson and the way that they played a year ago, and the same thing, even worse now. I mean, I think that they have some issues. I don't think Bridges respects Karl Anthony Towns. He's just one who is seemingly frustrated with the continuous miscues on defense from Karl Anthony. He's just not a good defensive player.
He's a horrible defender.
And he's inconsistent offensively. He's inconsistent offensively. And he could score in the regular season with the best of them. But push comes to shove in the postseason, I don't think this team's got what it takes to get over the hump. Not even close. I think the Pistons would smack the crap out of them right now.
Detroit's record?
Yeah, 15-2.
Yeah.
And they played tough last year. Cunningham, we talked about this.
Like,
we love Brunson, but my God, Cunningham.
He's a special player. And by the way, Rick's first team here with St. John's, Dennis Jenkins, who he had at Iona, has actually carved out. He didn't even get drafted by the Pistons. It's a good story if you follow the local stuff with him, whether Iona or St. John's. He got a two-way deal, and he went there, a little G League, got a couple of reps, then he had like 130-something point game. He's in the Pistons rotations. I'm a great kid, too. I'm really happy for him. Now, here's the thing, all right? A lot of people question Karl Anthony Towns. I don't know that anybody's been quite as vocal as you and I have been. Like, there is nothing to interpret about.
I mean, Gio killed him. A lot of us have killed him.
Yeah, Gio did. That's true. Gio did, absolutely. He absolutely ran him. Maybe Greg's got the trophy there. He ran him over with a truck. So maybe we're second there. But I don't want to take, it's not about taking shots. I do want to substantiate one thing, because I think people hear me say this and hear us talk about this. They're like, oh, you're sleeping on Towns. And I do think that response, with all due respect, lacks some depth, because you're just pointing to the numbers, 30 points, 12 rebounds, all NBA, all-star. I don't care about that stuff. Watch the games, all right? And what I care about and what I base my opinion on with the Knicks, and I said even before I saw the way they would look this year, I did not think that they would win the championship. I did say that before the season. To win a championship, it is 2 months of continuous, high-level, efficient basketball. The playoffs start April, right around tax day, and it ends right around middle of June. You're talking 2 months. I'm not saying you won't get two games or even a month or 2 weeks from Karl Anthony Towns being that reliable, efficient, no stupid fouls, no lazy fouls, no 3-for-13 nights where he disappears. You will not get 2 months of that. You will not. So they either trade him and they really take a big boy swing to win a championship, or they will be championship-less again.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get, obviously the next conversation is going to continue here throughout the course of this regular season, but it has been, to me, just a start, and I certainly won't get worked up to your point about beating the Nets. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Get some calls in here before we break and reset. Frank is in Syosset. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, just a quick question. You know about Hal complaining about the $319 million. He's been complaining about that since March or April of last year, too. But what if he didn't have Volpe and Schlittler and Dominguez and Wells and Rice? How much would he, you know, what would the payroll look like then? He went very far with first and second year guys and Volpe in his third year. And now he complains about underperforming, and it would have been better if they had help and they lost Garrett. I don't believe him. I really don't, guys.
Well, I get that last part, but I'm a little bit confused about the young players. Like, so you think because he's got so many young players who aren't making a lot of money that he should do more? I'm just unclear as what your point is there, Frank.
Yeah, I do, BT. Yeah, he went very far with first and second year guys. What is he paying Volpe? $800,000?
I think it's about $9,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peanuts. He's getting his money's worth, too.
So what does he got to complain about?
I got you. Thanks for the call there, Frank. Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember having this conversation. Boy, he really cracked himself up there, huh? I remember saying this before last season. Like, I thought it was really important, you know, when you look at this going into last season. And I didn't really factor much of Ben Rice, all right? Although he's going to factor in moving forward. But, like, Wells was making little money. Volpe was making a little money. I really thought Dominguez was going to play more, making little money. Like, those were Luis Gil. Like, there were pieces that were, I thought, to be very interesting and really good. And real good foundational pieces that they haven't had in a while that would make very little money and enable the Yankees to do other big. That's why I really thought Soto could come back. And I think that's why they went as far as they did before he tapped out and said, I'm going to the Mets. So if these guys are good, that's fine. If they're a problem, now you eventually have to replace them and give real money to other veterans. So they're still in a very interesting place, but they've got 4, 5, 6, 7 players, both as hitters and pitchers, making fairly low salaries. But you might move on from Volpe in a year and Dominguez or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a combination. So we got into the argument yesterday a little bit where the Mets, I just don't expect them to go out there and spend everywhere. You're going to have to rely on some young players. So I'd be fine in the outfield if they go get one legit veteran bat, whoever that may be, via trade, via free agency, and then have one of the young guys come up. Now, you need to have the young guy produce. And the Yankees have relied on a bunch of young guys. We talked about that going into the year last year. As a matter of fact, I remember having the conversation with you saying it will make or break their season what these young guys do. Dominguez, Volpe, Wells, and maybe Rice wasn't on the radar at that point. I forget exactly.
Hill was in there before we got hurt.
Yeah, Schlittler certainly wasn't on the radar at that point. Mm-hmm. But almost to a man, they all disappointed. Wells, maybe less than Volpe and Dominguez, but I think they all fell far short of the expectations. Imagine the results had those guys done what they were supposed to do. I'm not opposed to relying on some of the younger guys, but there's got to be a balance. And if those guys aren't going to produce, well, then you better get somebody in there who will. It can't just be, well, we're going to run him into the ground for 3 years like it's been with Anthony Volpe, who's never come close to reaching his full potential or the expectations. Dominguez, it's been year one, and I wouldn't give up total hope on him, but there are already limitations in year one.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could double down on that wholeheartedly and trust. You could go across town and talk about it with the Mets. Alvarez, I thought Alvarez was going to be a stud. Well, how many years are we going to wait before he becomes a stud to a point where I would start already to get ahead of it by going to get Real Muto? And now at least you have some insurance to if Alvarez doesn't do what you expect him to do. Like, at some point, the expectations have to change based on what they're giving you. It doesn't mean you can't ever rely on young guys. It is part of building a team, especially a team with a high payroll. Mm-hmm. Can't pay everybody $300 million. So you're going to have to rely on those guys, but if they're not producing, you better have insurance for somebody who can.
And I know that Betts had a very strange year last year, but it's easier to rely on a couple of young kids when you've got three Hall of Famers like Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and... A little bit easier, you know, because you look at the Yankees, big three or the big four, obviously Judge, but now you get to certain situations where, well, all right, well, Stanton, when he's healthy, massive if. There's just not enough constants there. And the same with the Mets. You're like, well, Soto's a constant, Pete's a power constant, Nimmo's now gone, so that's no longer a constant, and Lindor's a little streaky, even though he's really good. So that's kind of the rub. Yeah, you could run young players out there, but there comes a point where there's got to be a bit of a reevaluation and at some point a pivot from kids who don't justify getting that kind of run early in their career.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Take a break. Come back. Reset. Down with the King topic of the day. More of your calls as well. Doing NFL and obviously the baseball with Hal Steinbrenner. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.